It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
Let's get right into it. Guys, did you hear this? Michael Phelps. He doesn't rule out a possible swimming comeback. He said...
I love me some Michael Phelps.
He said, we'll see.
Said, I'll think about it.
Did you guys believe him? Did you guys believe him when he said... He was done back in the day?
No.
Back in the Olympics?
He's been in the Olympics since 2000, since Sydney, I believe.
I take
he can't get
one,
away from it.
I take that one more seriously than Marshawn Lynch, honestly. Because Michael
this
Phelps
comeback's
left
a little
the,
more.
I think Michael Phelps is more realistic at this point because he left at the pinnacle. Marshawn Lynch kind of.
I think
like,
he still wants some more. He likes winning.
Yeah.
Winaholic.
He's a winaholic?
Yeah.
All right, DeAndre Jordan. I don't know. So the Clippers won game two. They won last night as well. They're up 2-1 now. But DeAndre Jordan hit up a nightclub after his game two victory over the Jazz. Why do players do that? Why do players go to a nightclub?
I don't know.
Mid playoffs, like sure.
Issue is that it's DeAndre Jordan. If this is LeBron doing it, obviously I'm not gonna like it, but. He has the pedigree and the resume to be able to do that. DeAndre Jordan has proven what? He's good at catching lobs?
Yeah.
Come on now.
We're talking about playoffs.
Are you kidding me? Playoffs? I think my thing with that is just, you know, maybe you're looking for a kind of a thing to kind of relax, but wait till the series is over. You only just got done with game two.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your head in the game a little bit.
Yeah, I don't understand it. You don't need to go to a nightclub during the playoffs. You gotta focus on the playoffs.
And
maybe
honestly,
that's the reason.
How is that relaxing anyway?
You know, maybe
you just
it's the reason
the
Clippers haven't been able to win all these years. These guys don't take it serious. But did you guys watch that video on the tennis match? Did you guys see that?
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
this is disturbing.
The tennis match. I think it was in California. It was like an amateur tennis match. It was interrupted briefly by some loud bedroom. Quote unquote bedroom noises
activity from
a nearby apartment.
By a married couple, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. I was listening to the announcers, and at first they thought it was a cell phone.
They thought it was a cell phone, and
then they quickly realized that it was not a cell phone, and it was an apartment that was getting a little too rowdy. that's interesting.
That's awkward.
I've never heard of that, especially at a sporting event. How about Jerry West, guys? Jerry West, obviously the GM for the Warriors. He's been one of the best executives. He closed the deal on Kevin Durant. He's showing an apparent interest in joining the Lakers again. He's the NBA logo, played his whole career for the Lakers. But unfortunately, the Magic Johnson run Lakers, they're not really showing any interest in him. Should they?
A little. He is the logo of the NBA. It's a little bit disrespectful.
And look what he's done with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I think the Lakers are heading down a road that is not good for their future. I think they need to change some things at least in order for it to be looking up at any point. I think Jerry West could be a little bit of a solution to that.
And last but not least, I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw this on Instagram yesterday, and I knew we had to talk about this. I love this. Cowboys cornerback Anthony Brown. He will now be playing with a chip on his shoulder. Literally, he got a tattoo of a chip right on the back of his shoulder.
Chocolate chip? What kind of chip?
No, like a potato chip.
Wow.
He got a potato chip tattooed on his shoulder. You know the expression like, man, I'm going to play so good now that I'm in the league. I got a chip on my shoulder. Everybody slighted me. You know?
He's taking it literally.
He took it literally. He got a chip tattooed on his shoulder. Is that something you would do, Matt?
No.
I didn't think so.
That's ridiculous.
If you're not coming from a Giants fan, obviously this is going to be, I'm going to be at odds with this anyway, no matter what the topic is. But if you need a literal reminder like that, based off the fact that you were the best team, probably looking at one of the best teams in the conference last year, losing in the first round after the bye, if you need a visual reminder for the next season that the end of your year came out disappointing, then there's a problem there. There's a lack of connection in your brain and your productivity.